The next time you order wine in a restaurant or pick up something new in a neighborhood wine store, consider that what you're about to drink might have been made in someone's garage. Small urban winemakers are emerging along the West Coast, and some of their reds and whites are poured in the nation's toniest establishments. Others are more low-key, perfect for a summertime picnic. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
To Gordon Rawson, the sound of oak barrels is music. Music of a very different sort from what he used to make. A former rock and roll musician and sound engineer, Rawson says he turned to wine because he needed a break. And he started to think about his longevity in music versus something else.
What attracted me to the wine business is see pictures of like really old guys in France still working in the wine cellar, and I figured, well, if those old guys can do it, then I've still got a long way to go.
Today, Rawson is the owner of Chatter Creek Winery. His cellar is in the redesigned basement of his Seattle bungalow. On a recent afternoon, he's moving wine barrels from the cellar to the patio.
I've always been a curious person. I've been a woodworker, a musician, and always been a craftsman, and so I started learning how to make wine. And one of the things I learned how to do is I taught myself how to make champagne.
Clad in wading boots up to his thighs, Rawson is rinsing out barrels so that the wine he's working with can be returned to clean barrels to age.
So yeah, there's the wine moving through the hose and going into barrel.
Like a big red snake.
Like a big red snake. You know, it's fun. Oh, it drove the cats nuts, pumping the crushed fruit from the front street out into the fermenters in the back of the house last fall, because there'd be a lot of bubbles in there. And so the cats would be sitting there watching these bubbles, and just trying to decide whether they're going to run after them or not, you know. I don't know. It was fun.
Rawson says he loves having a winery that's fun for cats and that's small enough for him to do everything himself, or with the help of family and friends. He crushes the grapes, ages the wine, blends it, bottles it, even designs the label. In France, these small winemakers are called garagistes because they make wine in their garage. Richard Kinsey's founder and director of the Seattle Wine School says, while the number of American garagistes is relatively small, it is growing. So is the amount of wine they make.
Some of it is very good and some of it can be awful. It depends on the winemaker, of course.
Typically, these small winemakers produce 1 or 2,000 cases. In contrast, a big winery might make 500,000 cases or more. And while the big wineries sell to the big supermarket chains, Kinsey says small wineries often sell to gourmet markets, specialty wine stores, and local restaurants.
These people want to produce wine, and they don't have the means or perhaps the time or even the inclination to do it on a large scale, so they do it on a small scale. It's true in France, it's true in California, it's true in Oregon for sure.
And it's true in Seattle, where there are nearly a dozen small urban winemakers. Ben Smith, the co-owner of Cadence Winery, swirls, swishes, and spits before giving his wine the thumbs up.
Yum.
Together with his wife, Gay McNutt, Smith has turned an auto repair shop near the downtown train station into a gleaming stainless steel workshop for making fine wine. Smith, a Boeing engineer and competitive cyclist, and McNutt, a lawyer who does triathlons, got serious about making wine under their own label about 5 years ago. As a member of the Boeing Wine Club, Smith had been winning awards and decided it was time to strike out on his own.
This is our 2000 vintage Spring Valley blend. It's 81% Merlot, 19% Cabernet Franc.
Wine critics are impressed. More than one has named Cadence a winery to watch. And the price, about $30 a bottle for the regular wine, $50 for the reserve, reflects that. In contrast, Gordon Rawson's Chatter Creek wine sells for about $10 a bottle. Both Rawson and Smith say they are making money, but they are certainly not getting rich. Seattle's urban winemakers say they are not competitive with each other, and Smith says as a group, they are generous in sharing equipment and offering advice.
It's a great community. It's really a fun community. You don't fall into winemaking. you have to kind of migrate there. So everyone who's here has a passion about it and shares a real interest in it, and that makes a world of difference.
Many of the small winemakers say they have no interest in becoming a big winery. As McNutt puts it, we want to remain a small hands-on place where we can stick our nose in every bottle that we make. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.